Center Stage Players closed their season with a production of the musical Godspell by Stephen Schwartz. It's at the North College Hill City Center. Joining me in the studio are Judy Behrens, who directs the production, and actor Jeff Niemann, who plays Jesus. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Godspell has to be one of the most produced shows ever. But in case someone doesn't know anything about it, tell us the story.
Well, it's based on the Gospel of Matthew, and it's telling the stories of how the people have come to Jesus, become his followers. And he's telling them the stories through the parables and also music and dance.
And as an actor, Jeff, want to add anything to that?
It is a wonderful show, and it is, as Judy said, it's about a community coming together based on the teachings that I bring as the character Jesus and watching them come together.
It's also quite a musical. There have been a lot of very familiar songs that have come out of it. So are you also doing the musical direction?
No, I am not. I am very lucky to have a gentleman by the name of Dennis Betts, who has done music direction around the area. I believe in putting together a good team. I know where my strengths are, and I know where they're not. I know what sounds good, but as far as teaching music, that's all Dennis.
And Jeff, you play the role of Jesus, and that is in previous productions that have been seen, Jesus is portrayed as something of a clown figure. Does that hold true for this production as well?
Yes, actually it does. I actually came up with the concept about 3 years ago. I've played the role before, and it struck me that this show needs to be presented in a one-ring circus. I have formerly been a Ringling Brothers clown, so I am bringing, along with the rest of the cast, a lot of a circus aspect to this show. So yes, there is clowning that is done.
That's a pretty remarkable background. How does that background inform your portrayal?
It's a lot of fun, a lot of movement. Anything we can bring that's circus-like as a clown, very childlike, very energetic, so it brings a lot.
I don't know if you would call it conventional wisdom, but there is this saw that clowns are often very sad people. Does that play into the character?
At points, it does. Jesus does as the character. He is very happy. There are times when he gets upset and mad. There are times when he has to face what is going to happen. So it does, but I'd say more of the happiness.
And tell us about some of the rest of your cast members, because it is a large cast.
It is a large cast. We are very blessed in this town as a whole to have a very large community of performers, people who during the day have jobs, have families and everything else, but because of their love for the theater, spend 8 weeks in rehearsal to put together these productions. In this production also, a lot of times it's seen as a young person's show. But I truly believed that Jesus came to all people. It wasn't just the young. So our cast ranges from 21 up to 60. So it's a very diverse group of people. Jeff's the only one that really has the previous experience in clowning. But the rest of the cast have a long resume, per se, of local theater, doing shows at all different levels within the Cincinnati area. We have people who have come to us as far down south as Florence and all the way up more north in the Westchester area.
And will you have a full orchestra?
Well, this show doesn't require a full orchestra. We're doing the revised version that came out in 2012,
yeah,
I believe.
2011.
And so it's a little bit more rock and roll in the music version. So we have guitar, bass, drums, keyboard.
Who's designing your set for you?
A woman by the name of Sharon Bookman. She is very involved in the community theater here in Cincinnati and has worked with a number of groups. And we basically go to her, and I've done this on many a show. Sharon's built for me many times. And I just give her my concept and what I want. And she's amazing how she can find things and keep the costs down, because as we're a nonprofit group, that's unfortunately one of our stipulations. We have to keep those costs down, but it's amazing what you can do with the little plywood.
And Jeff, because you've had circus experience, did you advise on the design of the set?
Yeah, with the idea that it's a left behind, abandoned one ring circus, the set, I would say, is going to be very minimal just because it is just one ring, but we're going to add different size boxes. We're going to have a lion tiger cage that will be used throughout, some carts. The idea is things that are left behind. Our hope is to create the feeling of a circus inside the theater where we perform and have it look like inside the circus tent and bright colors.
Now, Center Stage Players is one of the area's oldest community theaters. You were talking about a rich tradition of community theater, and Center Stage is one of the oldest such organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Center Stage originally started under the name of Wyoming Players in Wyoming, Ohio, and they performed at a couple locations in Wyoming. But as with many community groups, spaces change because of needs and just buildings not being there anymore, et cetera. So as they've moved around the area, they felt it was appropriate to change the name. So it was more universal because people would say, well, your name is Wyoming Players, yet you're in North College Hill or you're in Newport, Kentucky. So they decided to change the name, but the history is still there. They've done at least three shows a year as long as they've been in production. They have had everything from comedies to dramas. They've done some shows that have had music in them, but this is the first full musical that they have done in a number of years just because of moving around.
And your current theater is where?
We're at the North College Hill City Center at 1500 Galbraith Road. It actually is a revamped grade school, I believe it was originally, and now it's being used by the city of North College Hill for their mayor's office and also the post office. And then the second half of the building where the gym is and slash the theater is being used for a lot of community activities. There's a church that uses it on Sundays. There's a boot camp for exercise. There's a number of children's programs, including a small dance studio. And then, of course, Center Stage Players.
And it's been your home for how long?
I think they've been there 4 years.
I was going to say three or four.
3 or 4 years.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful production. Thank you so much for joining me. Judy Behrens is directing Godspell for Center Stage Players, and Jeff Niemann is playing the role of Jesus. The show runs for three consecutive weekends beginning April 10th. You can find a link at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati, all one word. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.
Day by day, oh.